Stories of the Bible's Old Testament are the basis for Felix Mendelssohn's sprawling oratorio, Elijah. It'll be performed Saturday night at 8 at MSU's Wharton Center by the MSU Symphony, choruses and soloists all led by MSU College of Music professor and director of choral programs, David Rail, who says of Elijah,
"It's such a dramatic story, and it's presented in such a dramatic fashion musically that I was thinking over the weekend that it actually would make a great biblical epic film, like a Cecil B. DeMille film. It could very easily be adapted to that because it's that kind of heightened emotion, hysteria, despair, rejoicing. I mean, it really pushes the limits of human emotion, and it's all on a very big, grand scale."
The 9th century BC Elijah was called a prophet and miracle worker who lived in the kingdom of Israel during the reign of Ahab, according to the Old Testament Book of Kings. All around Elijah, incredible things happen.
Lightning comes down from heaven, and a small cloud, it hasn't rained for 3 years, and the people are starving, and a small cloud appears over the sea and then comes toward the land, and finally there's rain, and the people sing thanks be to God. It would actually make for a great film in the tradition of the Ten Commandments or Ben-Hur.
A disciple of Johann Sebastian Bach's Baroque masterworks and one of the first Romantic era composers, Mendelssohn combines traditional musical architecture with romantic emotion to create one of the handful of oratorio greats. David Rail explains more about how music and drama come together.
Elijah confronts the people of Israel and says, "Let's have a contest. Let's see if your God, Baal, can send down fire, and then I will pray to my God, and I'll see if he can do that." And then Elijah taunts them, and he says, "Well, what's wrong with your God? I mean, you know, he's a God. Where is he? Maybe he's gone off on a journey, or maybe he's sleeping. So why don't you call him a little louder and see if you can wake him up?"
Those stories from Elijah come from the first half of the work, more from the second half from David Rail.
The other fun scene that's shorter is an altercation between Elijah and Queen Jezebel, who's the wife of the king, Ahab. And Elijah comes into the court and basically says, "Ahab, you've turned against God." And then he walks out, and Jezebel says to the assembled court, "Did you hear what he just said? You know, he's spoken against the king. He's spoken against the people of Israel. We need to go forth and basically and kill him." So that's a very dramatic scene as well.
David Rail conducts Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah at the Wharton Center this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's also a live broadcast on WKAR. David, thanks for sharing some highlights.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wolfe.